Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a tiny Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Amud Aleph in the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara Masniso, they're a mayor. Meaning our Mishnah that says that they're reading the Torah on Shachris and on Musaf and on Mincha, that's like a mayor. They're a mayor Omar, Mispalim, Vikorim, Mispalim, Vikorim. Every time they daven, they read the Torah. They dab in Shachis and they read the Torah. They don't read again in Musaf and in Mincha. Continues the Gemara focusing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that whoever brought Korban Eitzim, he didn't dab in Mincha. He didn't do Kriyas HaTorah in Mincha. But Mashro and Musaf not. That's the Gemara says. HaMusaf Yeshboy. Masid the Rameir, the Rameir Omar, Mispalim V'Korim. That's according to Rameir that says they did Kriyas HaTorah in Musaf. Continues the Gemara, he's Tani Umachlof. Some say the Korban Eitzim takes away Musaf, but still keeps the Mincha. Rav Acha b'Shem Avyaso kebastis, and he says like our Mishnah, that it pushes Mincha, but keeps Musaf. Omar b'Simon, sucho de kiso toretz. B'Simon said, I don't understand. Taking care of some wood makes you not do the ma'amodos? A piece of wood is a problem? Continues the Gemara. The Gemara does not answer that question. The Gemara says, Omar Amano, what's the reason that the day you have Musaf, you don't have ma'amodos? It is a piece of Rosh Chodesh. They're busy with Rosh Chodesh because they have Musaf means Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is more Todir, is more common than Ma'amodos, so it comes first. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara just mentioned Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara mentioned something else regarding Rosh Chodesh that we saw in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Now the Girsa Yakut Rab Chaim, we skip a few lines and then come back to these lines. The Gemara says right before the Mishnah, Omar Mavchia Barbo, Rabbi Yochanan mafked leknishta de kufr. Rabbi Yochanan ordered, he told the people of Knishta of Kufr, sabon meyol adua yemomo. When the old men, when the skenim, were dealing with Rosh Chodesh during the day, v'atun amrin zmon avibur. Meaning, when there's maso matrav to do Rosh Chodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh at the end of the day was pushed to the next day, because the eidim came too late, you still say yale v'yavoy the day that they start dealing with it and the next day. Meaning, even when Rosh Chodesh is pushed, you say Yale V'Yavar both days. The 30th day of the month and the first day of the month. Like the meaning that we have today, they have a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Now we go back a few lines to what we skipped. So the more, Krayo Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk is helps Rabbi Yochanan. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayib Mimachar Sachodesh Hasheni, the next day of Rosh Chodesh, it says in the Pasuk regarding Shol and Yonason, there was a second day of Rosh Chodesh. In Tarah, Trin Yarchin Avon, maybe say it means the next month, not the next day. But it says yesterday and today. I mean, we talk about 2 days, one after another, and they're both Rosh Chodesh. So you see from here, already then, they had 2 days Rosh Chodesh when they pushed the Rosh Chodesh to the next day. There are 9 days that are called Zmanat Sekoyanim Ve'am. As the Mishnah, and we'll see the Gemara, elaborates, there were families that donated 8 Sin L'Ma'arocha. And one of those mishpachas, Koyanim joined them. That's what's called Zmanat Koyanim Ve'ha'am. And now those days have a din of a Yom Tev, no Hespa, no Tainis. So what are these days? Says the Mishnah Zmanat Koyanim Ve'ha'am Tisha. There's 9 days. Be'echad ben Nisan, ben Orech ben Yehuda. The family that brought the 18 ben Orech ben Yehuda. Be'eshri ben Tammuz, Chav Tammuz, ben David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha Be'ov, the 5th of Av, ben Parish ben Yehuda. Be'shiva Be'ov, the 7th of Av, ben Yonodov ben Rochav. With that specific family came Kohanim and Levim. Anybody who doesn't know where he belongs to came with them. They also came then. The 20th of Av, Pachas Moya ben Yehuda. The 20th of Elul, Adin ben Yehuda. Parish already came. They came on Chamisha Be'av. They came again in Echad B'Tevis. And says the Mishnah, Be'echad B'Tevis lo'ayah maimed. There was no maimed at all. Shabu Halil, Korban Musaf, Korban Eitzim. There was multiple simchus in Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Halil because of Chanukah, Korban Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, Korban Eitzim that we had because of the last family. Says the Gemara, Maruoz, Manatzei Koyani, Ve'ahom Limonos. What were we counting these days? El B'Shah, Shaul Yisroel, Minagoylo. When Har Yisroel came from the Galus, Limotzu Eitzim Elishka, there's not enough wood in the Lishka. V'ahondu Eilevi, Snadvu Eitzim Mishil Hatzvom. So they came and they donated their wood from their own. U'mosrum L'Tzibur. They gave it to the Tzibur. V'korvu Mehem Korbanat Tzibur. And the Tzibur gave Korbanas from them. In other words, they used the wood for Korbanat Tzibur. Even if the lishka is full of etzim, they have enough wood. Because here's the one that chofem with base. Skipping here the parentheses, if they brought their own etzim, you bring the korban from them. That all goes very well with Rabbi Yossi. In the year of Shemitah, they need to bring svichin, need to bring grain that grew on their own, in order to bring it to Beis Hamikdash. So if someone wanted to give his own, if someone who collected, he could give it on his own. And he was a shor mechinam, and he did not get any payment for guarding the grain given to Beis Hamikdash. That's how Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds, even a person who owns something, it's his, he could give it to Beis Hamikdash, and the tzibur is going to use it. But Rabbanan say, no, you can't use something for an individual for the tzibur. It has to be owned by the tzibur. So according to them, you can't take etzim from individual families and bring it to Beis Hamikdash. They did it only b'shas atchak, but they didn't have. Once you have, you can't do it. Similar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanu will agree over here. Ma'plegin, when they argue, b'gufa shel korban. That's only when we talk about the korban itself. So the korban itself can't come, korban tzibur can't come from an individual. For machshir korban, only the machshir korban, like in this case, you're using the wood, kolamu moedishu mishtani min korban yoch le korban tzibur, everybody agrees, you can take from an individual and give it to the tzibur. A similar thing we find Tani Yishor, she also k'toynis livno. She made a clothing for her child, her son, who was a kohen. She has to give it to the tzibur because it can't be belong to an individual. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. He said legabi svichin, the individual can give it as a gift to Beis Hamikdash, even though he owns it. If your abundant will agree in this case, they only argue we talk about the korban itself. Korban tzibur can't come from a yochid. Everybody agrees can come from an individual to a tzibur, and that is the big dikuno is a machshir. Says more mastinso pligol rav acho. That's the gears of Rav Chaim. Why? What's the problem? Because it says, these days apply when there's Beis Hamikdash and there is a korban, or when there's Beis Hamikdash not there and there's no korban. But mash, when there is a Beis Hamikdash, there is a korban etzim. You don't do it only when there is the korban, only the time Beis Hamikdash. Another raya. We were from the family of Samir Ben Yomin. The Chal Tishbo of Liyos B'Shabbos, Tishbo fell on Shabbos, so they moved it to Sunday. The Dochinu Ois L'Moyt Shabbos moved it to Sunday. So their day of Korban Eitzim is Yud Be'ov. They did a tiniest, but they didn't mashed on the tiniest because they brought Eitzim to Beis Hamikdash. So one understands they brought Eitzim itself. It wasn't only a memory of days they brought before, because if not, they would not be Doiched, they would fast a full day on Tishbov. What we're referring to, the Mishnah says, there was a family called Goin Ve'eli and Koy Tziktzius. Yerovam, the wicked king, he put guards on the ways. Didn't want to allow anybody to go to Yerushalayim to do Aliyah L'Regel. Anybody who was kosher. And he was a Yerechet, Yerushalayim. Boy, Sardor, what do you do? Hamivi is bikur, he brought his fruits. Venoistam notechasal, he brought it into a basket. Umichape oisim ktios, he would cover them with dry figs. Venoistasoli, the oli is the knife that's used to cut the figs. Venoistasasal, like safe, he goes with the basket. Venoistatoli biodon, he has the knife in his hand. Vanshemagia boy, Sabishri comes to the guards. Where are you going? Voimeloi, ain't your elech lasois me ktios alolu. I'm going to take the ksius, these dry figs, and make out of it an eagle dvelo, where they put it together, and with this olive, with this knife that I have. The Kaman Shayov is always to be sure, once he passed the guards, he would surround with fruits and bring it to Yerushalayim. So Zimon is telling me there's another family, that's the was their name, and it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains what is it? A kol mishav istadiv etzim, someone who donated wood, v'gzirin l'mayrocho, or a piece, small piece of wood for the mayrocho. Haya mevi etzim v'oisotob kibin shlovim. So he wants to bring the Beis Hamikdash, but they don't allow him to do it. So you take the wood and make out of them ladder steps. V'oisotob kibin tzom, made the shape of a ladder. V'noisotob kibin tzom, put it on his shoulder. K'venshem agia loisotob amishre, came to the guards. Haya mevi etzim v'oisotob kibin, where are you going? I'm going to get two birds from the nest in front of us, Basulam Azesh Alak Seifi, with the ladder that's on my shoulder. Passed the guard, Hamifarkun Marlois from Shalim, so then he would undo the wood and bring it to Yerushalayim as a korban etzim. Foundation, Nosos Navshalim, mitzvahs, these families gave their nefesh, for their moisa nefesh, for mitzvahs, Zokhlik dot Shem Toy Boilum, they had a good shame in the Oilum, Falem Waim is Zecher Tzali Vrocha, remember them always for a bracha. Rav Chaim here brings the name of the Batanura, that this second story was a descendant of the first story. The first story was nothing to do with Eitzim, as the ones that brought the Bikurim. But their children were Zoichif with the Eitzim, because they also Moisra Nefesh for the Eitzim, so it was a family of Moisra Nefesh. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Tainis Daf Chofei.